Tuesday after the Ascension morning prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Come, O Creator, Spirit blessed, and in our souls take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made. Great Paraclete, to thee we cry, O highest gift of God most high, O fount of life, O fire of love, and sweet anointing from above. Thou in thy sevenfold gifts are known, the finger of God's hand we own, the promise of the Father thou, who dost the tongue with power endow. Our senses kindle from above, and make our hearts o'erflow with love, with patience firm and virtue high, the weakness of our flesh supply. Drive far from us the foe we dread, and grant thy true peace instead. Shall we not with thee for guide turn from the path of life aside? O may thy grace on us bestow the Father and the Son to know, and thee through endless times confessed, of both eternal Spirit blessed. All glory while the ages run be to the Father and the Son, who rose from death, the same to thee, O Holy Ghost, eternally. You will restore our life, Lord, and your people will rejoice in you. Alleluia. Psalm 84. O Lord, you once favoured your land and revived the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of your people and covered all their sins. You averted all your rage and calmed the heat of your anger. Revive us now, God, our helper. Put an end to your grievance against us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease? Will you not restore again our life, that your people may rejoice in you? Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help. I will hear what the Lord God has to say, a voice that speaks of peace, peace for his people and his friends, and those who turn to him in their hearts. His help is near for those who fear him, and his glory will dwell in our land. Mercy and faithfulness have met, justice and peace have embraced, faithfulness shall spring from the earth, and justice look down from heaven. The Lord will make us prosper, and our earth shall yield its fruit. Justice shall march before him, and peace shall follow his steps. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You will restore our life, Lord, and your people will rejoice in you. Alleluia. We put our trust in the Lord, and he gave us peace. Alleluia. A Canticle from Isaiah 26. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Open the gates, that the righteous nation which keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock. The way of the righteous is level. You make smooth the path of the righteous. In the path of your judgment, O Lord, we wait for you. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. O Lord, you will ordain peace for us. You have wrought for us all our works. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We put our trust in the Lord, and he gave us peace. Alleluia. The earth has yielded its fruit. Let the nations be glad and exult. Alleluia. Psalm 66. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The earth has yielded its fruit. Let the nations be glad and exult. Alleluia. A reading from Acts chapter 13. God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days he was seen by those who had travelled with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now witnesses for him to the people of Israel. And we are here to bring the good news to you. What God promised our ancestors he would do, he has now done for us who are their descendants, by raising Jesus to life. As it is written, "You are my son, today I have become your father." Responsory: The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead as he promised. Let us all rejoice and be glad. He is King for ever and ever. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that, free from fear and saved from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has risen from the dead, as he promised. Let us all rejoice and be glad. He is King for ever and ever. Alleluia. Intercessions. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit, whom he sends from the Father. Let us give glory to him, saying, Christ our Lord, give us your Spirit. Lord Jesus, may your word in all its richness dwell within us. Let us sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness to you. Christ our Lord, give us your Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit you have made us sons and daughters of God. At all times let us pray through the Spirit to you and to the Father. Christ our Lord, give us your Spirit. Guide our actions by your wisdom. In the events of daily living, let us tell of God's glory. Christ our Lord, give us your Spirit. You are long-suffering and full of compassion. Help us to live at peace with everyone. Christ our Lord, give us your Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God of power and mercy, grant that when the Holy Spirit comes, he may dwell in us and make of us a temple filled with his glory. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.